from the city of brotherly love, this is Shark Bite Biz with David Strausser.
Ah, you did it again. You just arrived at the newest episode of Shark Bite Biz. I'm your rockstar wannabe host, David Strausser, and this is your place to learn how to grow a business during complete global chaos. As always, this episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor and SAP and Acumatica Gold partner, Stellar One Consulting. If your business is ready to move off QuickBooks, give us a ring. We'll help you automate your business processes, breaking all those barriers, preventing growth. Reach out to me, David at sharkbitebiz.com, or go to stellar1consulting.com or stellar1.io. Now let's get back to today's episode. We're going to be chatting about internships and how to make them work. So who do we have today? None other than Robert Corey. Robert J. Corey is co-founder and CEO of Agile Rainmakers, a high-impact business development consulting and advisory firm based in Chicago's Gold Coast. His 20-plus year career in the financial industry has seen him in many roles: an equity derivatives trader, portfolio manager, corporate strategist, chief operating officer, recruiter, hedge fund executive, and private equity investor. This man has done it all. So without further ado, let's bring Robert Corey right on in here.
Business strategy.
Robert, welcome to Shark Bite Biz. You, my friend, you just became shark bait.
Awesome. David, thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. This is a great subject that we're going to be talking about. And we do have a tradition, though, on this show. We ask every single guest, what's your background? What's your experience? What do you do for a living? How did you get there? Basically, in a nutshell, tell me, what makes Robert Robert?
Well, run an advisory and consulting firm in Chicago. Been doing this for about 6 years now. And along the way, I've hired a dozen of interns who have done really well in client projects, et cetera. And I developed a whole program to support them. Previously, I was a chief operating officer of a fairly large hedge fund here in Chicago. So I did that for about 5 years. And before that, I was involved in recruiting, high-frequency trading, portfolio management, and trading equity derivatives. I went to Duke's Business School, the Fuqua School of Business. And prior to that, I went to Princeton for my electrical engineering degree. So that's 30 years of history in 30 seconds.
Wow, that is pretty incredible. So you actually have a book out. It's called How to Intern Successfully. Okay. And you mentioned during your intro speech that you've hired a lot of interns with your agency. So let me ask, I think the burning question I have is, how did you get into working with interns to begin with?
The first intern I hired was back in 2004 when I was working in high frequency trading, and it was a wonderful experience. And I got to know this young man who, you know, 15, 20 years later, we're friends. We were just at his house with his wife and baby just a month ago. So, I mean, it's like to develop those kinds of relationships with young, talented folks who are bright and motivated and interested in the industry is great. So that's where it started. And then I picked it up again about 5-6 years ago when I hired a Princeton sophomore who helped me with the beginnings of my company. You know, the Agile Rainmakers was just starting off. And I was so impressed with his work, his demeanor, like everything about what he did, the deliverables. Then I thought, gosh, you know, I need to do more of this. And again, similarly, 5-6 years later, still friends with that intern, and hired, you know, a couple of dozen since. And it's a fabulous experience as long as you know how to empower them, work with them, and treat them with dignity and respect. It's incredible what can happen.
Right. So that's actually a great great point. Our company also, in fact, we just had Professor Markley from St. Vincent's College on at the end of last season. And, you know, our company, we get a lot of interns that come in here from his SAP program. And we have a lot of experience of working with interns. In fact, my pre-sales architect, Derek Kyle, who also picks out clips for the show each week, it helps me out with that. But he is actually out there interviewing and working with interns right now at the university. So it's a pretty important thing, I think, for businesses to be able to get down and get down right. But what would you say would be the key to getting the most out of hosting an internship?
Preparation. It's just so important to be ready for them. It's not something like, you know, they're starting Monday and we're going to start tackling it on Wednesday. You got to prepare months in advance. And how you do that, one of the best tips I give companies is, if let's say you've extended an offer to an intern in January and they accept it, and they're going to be starting in May or June. In that 4-month period, tell the intern you'd like to talk to them for about half an hour every 6 to 8 weeks. Find out how school is going for them, what are their activities, their classes, all that. Get to know them, and also share about your organization, projects they might be working on, anything new and that's developing. And what happens after that investment of 60 to 90 minutes over 4 or 5 months? Well, they show up, they have a sense of their relationship with you, so their anxiety is less. You have a sense of them, you can calibrate the projects. They also have a understanding somewhat of terms of art, because right, you're going to use a certain term, certain vernacular for your industry. So right, preparation is key. It starts months in advance, and it really helps the student ease in as an intern and hit the ground running. And you, as the manager hosting, gives you time to think about, okay, how do we onboard them? What's unique about them? How do we make sure they get the most out of it?
So I got two follow-up questions for that. These days in 2024, can't believe it's 2024 already. These days, are most internships, are they still unpaid or are they paid internships?
Most internships are paid. So 60% are paid. And that means obviously 40% are unpaid. That number has been going lower over time. And it's...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing in your eyes?
A very good thing. I am for paid internships, I think.
Because that was a hot topic not too long ago.
Well, you know, I hear like, oh, they're getting paid with experience. Or the experience doesn't pay for lunch. It doesn't pay for, you know, the subway or the gas or whatever. Okay.
Right.
All right. And it's not just that, you know, how much are you really paying them? It's not that much. And there's no benefits. You know, it's a fixed set of time. And you're going to get work out of it. So I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions. Fine. But 40% unpaid, that needs to go way down from where it is.
That's good. That's good. I like that answer a lot. Now, the other follow-up question I had to what you said was, you know, you're bringing in, like you said, a sophomore, college sophomore. How do you adjust as far as the generational gaps? I mean, you have everything from baby boomers to baby boomers to Gen X to... I view myself as a zennial, not a true millennial, but there's zennials, millennials, whatever you want to call yourself, out there. And then I guess it's what, Gen Z and so on. And, you know, how do you adjust for that, bringing in somebody with, you know, low experience, such a younger age than maybe most of your staff? Is that through the preparation and through the meetings and stuff like that that you've talked about, or is there another way to prep for that?
Start with dignity. Start with thinking about what would you want in their shoes? How would you want to be treated? How would you want to be communicated with? It's very different. They prefer, let's say, texts. You prefer email. Talk about these things. Get in communication. The more you can understand what they like, what motivates them, the better, and the better for everyone. If you try to fit someone who's 30 years younger right into your structure without taking into account any of the differences between you, you're going to have a really tough internship all around.
Sounds like I asked a good question.
You asked a really good question. But look, David, if you just think about these things in advance, right?
Yeah.
So I looked at this and I thought, okay, these interns, what you know, this age, they are multitaskers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have, you know, five apps going, they're talking on the phone, and they're watching a video. I mean, like it's...
I'm the same way. I'll have a podcast played while I do it. I mean, I have my laptop has two screens built into it. I got a really awesome laptop. But then outside of that, those two, I have two 32-inch monitors and a 43-inch monitor as well, too. So, like, I multitask myself, I feel, to death sometimes. And not everybody can do that.
And if you were interning with me, I mean, obviously you wouldn't, but if you were, I would learn, okay, how do you work best? You multitask. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm not going to give you one project to work on the whole internship. I'm going to give you five. I'm going to expect you multitask and bounce around and leverage the strength you have multitasking to the work environment. That's how I'm going to approach it. And that's a really... David, a really good example. Like, I wouldn't expect someone like you to say, hey, I multitask, you know, multi-screens, this and that. Okay. But if I don't communicate, find out what works best for you, I won't be able to design an internship that empowers
right.
you. And if you're empowered, guess what? As the manager, I'm empowered. And then we will produce some great work and have a fabulous internship together.
If you don't mind me asking, over the years, how many of your interns have you ultimately ended up hiring? I mean, I guess not a hard number, but a rough percentage. Did you actually extend full-time offers? Go ahead.
Yeah, zero. Zero.
Zero.
I just created the internship program as a way to support college students mm-hmm. in learning and growing and doing some client projects that we have. I don't have full-time offers for them. So it's just been, come do a fabulous internship. I'll support you leading up to it, mm-hmm. during it, and after it. And afterwards, I'll get requests for letters of reference, recommendations, things like that. And I'm more than happy to support them in that way. And typically, we just don't offer a full-time internship for someone coming out of college. Not to say there's anything mm-hmm. that, you know, we're missing or anything wrong with that and all that. It's just not where we are at just yet, but that'll
right.
change pretty soon, I think.
Right, right. Understood. What about internships for somebody that has not gone to college, but has exceptional experience otherwise? Is that something that you've ever tried, thought about, experienced, you know, tattled with at all during your time with interns?
Haven't dwelled on that. Haven't worked on that. That's not been a focus. We've focused
not your focus.
Mainly on college students.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know why, but that's what we've done. And it may be because that's my background, having gone to college and getting an MBA. I feel more, sure of myself interacting with college students or MBA students or business. You know, I
right.
feel more comfortable in that. I kind of
right.
understand.
In that part. Scenario. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
no,
there's
that
reason
makes total sense.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be that way, though. But that's how
yeah.
it's been for us. Yeah.
So let's talk about getting an intern? I think that, you know, we've covered a lot of topics already, but what I want to ask is, how can companies improve their intern interviewing process? Like, what best practices can they do to make sure when they're hiring an intern that they're going to get the right person? I know you mentioned earlier, like doing the meetings and stuff like that, but that sounds like after you've already decided on the person that you wanted. So leading up to that, what can they do to make sure that they're hiring the right intern?
The interview process is crucial for evaluating a candidate. So one of the things I do when I know there's a student interested who wants to interview, I will schedule the interview with them 4 or 5 days in advance. And I will be very specific about what they need to do to prepare. Years ago, when I was interviewing, I would hear, well, do your homework. So that's what I'd do. I'd go do my homework. I'd have great grades. I'd go interview and they're like, oh, you didn't do your homework. I'm like, what is that? So I specifically, and I recommend companies say, you know, here, read this, watch this video, you know, come prepared with questions.
Right.
So that process starts with the way the company sets up the interview itself. It even starts before then with the job posting, because the job posting's got to be something that excites people to apply and mm-hmm. has to communicate who you are very clearly. So that's a key piece. So it starts with the job posting and then the interview, tell them what to prepare when they come in. Then make sure when you start off the interview, you share a little bit about yourself and your organization before you start asking them to do the same. And the reason for that is too often an interview won't be symmetrical. It'll be an asymmetrical conversation where the student is bearing all, but the interviewer doesn't share much about themselves, their background, mm-hmm. you know, their organization so much. That's a very uncomfortable situation and conversation for a student. So lead with sharing about yourself, your organization, and all that, then ask them to do the same. And then when you ask your interview questions, make sure you're asking the same questions of everybody. That way you will develop an ear for the answers and you can kind of get a sense of where someone is relative to others. So that's an important thing. And also in those questions, you want to have in there questions that will let you know whether or not they did the preparatory work that you asked them to do. If they don't do the preparatory work for the interview, it doesn't get better from there.
Right.
So that's got to happen. So those are just some of the basic aspects there. A couple other things that are really important, and I've seen this. There are students that companies never get back to, whether they have an offer or not, or they're on a wait list. Get back to them. Tell them when you'll get back to them, and then do it. And if you can't, let them know when you will. Right? Say, hey, we promised.
That's a general statement, I think, for recruiters in general, because I think recruiters, oh my God, I hear so many stories about this. They're just horrible. It's like you're interviewing for a company and you never hear back, whether you're doing an internship or you're looking for a full-time job. I think that is a challenge, not just for interns, but for people in general that are job seeking. But I can see where it is probably even more frustrating for somebody who's looking for an internship for college credit or to complete their degree or whatever it may be.
And don't forget, that student is highly impressionable. They're going to remember how your organization interacts with them for the next 50, 60 years. And I'm not kidding. If you look back to when you were in college, you remember those first interviews or those first interactions. And someone that didn't get back to you, you got a mental note. You know, I don't really like that company. They didn't respect me. They didn't treat me with dignity. That's why dignity to me is front and center in all this, particularly with those students because you don't look, they're interested in your industry. You don't know how they're going to end up in your industry. They're going to, though. So they may end up with a bank that serves your industry, or with a regulator, or with a competitor. Who knows? They're interested in your industry, and they're probably pretty bright that they're talking to you. Well, guess what? Treat them really well. And it's a simple thing. Just say, hey, we'll get back to you by a certain date, and then do it. It's like, hey, we'll give you an offer. No, we're passing. Or
do what you say what you do.
Yeah. And look, that's what I do, because I know that works. And what happens is you end up developing a reputation where people know they can count on you and your word, and your organization starts to have a little buzz to it. You know, I've been doing this for years, and I get resumes just coming in from students because the folks who've interned with me tell them great things.
Recommended, yeah.
They recommend it.
That's awesome. That's got to, I don't know. If I were in your shoes, I would probably get the worm and fuzzies from that, because it probably means that you're doing a pretty darn good job as far as taking care of the interns with things like you said, dignity and all that stuff, and figuring out how they work best, and, you know, preparing properly, as you know, you can go back to the five P's. What are they? Proper planning prevents poor performance. I'm hearing a lot of that from you. Now, I do have one final question before we start getting your info to wrap up. Okay. And I've been wanting to ask, what steps should managers take to prepare for the end of an actual internship?
About 3 weeks before the internship's going to end, sit down with your intern and ask them what work is left for them to do. Can they get it done? If not, figure out what to do with that work. Maybe they don't do it. Maybe you delegate it somewhere else. But figure out what is going to get done and what's not going to get done. And do that about 3 weeks before. You want to avoid any frantic late night or all-nighter or stressful endings. You want to avoid that.
And that's how you ended on a high note.
That's right. And, you know, get it done. Make sure their work is done, though, not on the very last day. In case there's some things that aren't quite right that need to be fixed, corrected, adjusted. So have them wrap up maybe the Monday of that week, if they're ending on Friday. And that way, if there's anything left that needs to be done, they have 4 days, they can do it. And then the key thing is make sure that once the internship ends, that you don't communicate with them for a week. No calls, texts, nothing. Just let it sit, and then you can pick up the relationship afterwards. Give it a clean break so that they're clear, the internship's over, and don't call them afterwards. Hey, could you do this? Could you do that? It really frustrates the students when they feel like they've moved on, but they're getting calls for things. That's why I give it a good 3 weeks to make sure everything is in order and done as well as possible. And there's room a few days if needed to make any adjustments or corrections to projects, things like that. Let them also know that you'd like to stay in touch with them and maybe schedule a call a couple of months out to see how they are doing back in school, however they're up to, maybe share how the work they've done is impacting your
the organization. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Speaking of clean breaks, it's probably a perfect time to segue into you and telling everybody out there, if you want to learn more about internships, you want to learn more about your company, go ahead. Tell us about what Agile Rainmakers does. Tell us about your book. Tell us how people can connect with you, Robert. You've been an amazing guest, and you've shared some awesome advice that I think is going to help a lot of business owners out there.
Thank you, David. Easiest way to connect with me is on LinkedIn. I'm right there, Robert J. Corey, and Agile Rainmakers. Happy to connect with just about anybody.
That's and what does Agile Rainmakers actually do?
We advise and consult for high growth companies in various industries with a particular niche on financial technology or fintech. So we advise big growth companies. Yeah.
Awesome. And lastly, your book, How to Intern Successfully. Where can people find it? Where can people buy it? Give us the goods on that.
It's available on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon and get How to Intern Successfully. It's the first book in a series on internships. The second book just got published in December.
That Congratulations.
Manager. Thank you. That's for the manager, and it's called Intern Management Principles for Designing an Exceptional Internship. So the whole idea here is to bring dignity to the internship discourse. There are two more books in the works, but I'll leave you with those two. How to Intern Successfully, great for college kids, and Intern Management, great for entrepreneurs who want to and managers who want to hire college students and have it be an exceptional experience.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, Robert, thank you again. For those that don't know, you jumped on short notice because I had a cancellation and then had to fill a gap because I'll be traveling for a week. So thank you for popping on in here and flying on the seat of your pants for this interview. Very grateful for that. And really, your knowledge is awesome. You know, you shared a lot of good stuff about internships. And as everybody knows, we will have a link down below as far as Agile Rainmakers. Please connect with Robert. It'll be right, the first link right underneath the blurb about the post. Robert, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your expertise. You are incredible, my man.
Thank you, David. I love your style, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Very grateful. Wow, that was an incredible chat with Robert, right? First, you all know the routine. If you found this interview helpful, if it sparked those warm and fuzzies, do me a favor, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button. But if you really want to help us out, because you know SharkBite Biz is the greatest kept secret in the world of small business, please do me a favor, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button. But if you really want to help us out, share us out to your friends, your colleagues, your family, wherever you dwell in the interwebs, I don't care. I'd love to see nothing more than Robert J. Curry and SharkBite Biz out there trending. So anyways, awesome stuff, Robert. Thanks for coming on, sharing your expertise. And I love how you're helping people incorporate internships into their business and get value out of them, not only for the business, but for the interns themselves. The links, check out his business. The links for that will be down below in the description. It'll be the first link you see after the little blurb about this episode. Question of the day. What's your strategy for interns? Leave a comment down below on YouTube. Do you want to be on the show? Interviews at SharkBiteBiz.com. Remember, if you're watching on YouTube, you can subscribe to the channel for only $3 a month. You can become a baby shark. And also, one last shout out to our sponsor, Stellar One Consulting. If you are running an antiquated system, AS400, anybody, QuickBooks, MAS90, hit me up. David@SharkBiteBiz.com. We're an Acumatica and SAP Gold partner, and we're going to help get your business to the next level. So hit me up, David@SharkBiteBiz.com. Go to StellarOneConsulting.com, StellarOne.io, and we're going to help you break through barriers preventing growth. Now, you all know this by now, but I'll say it once again. I'm David Strasser. This is SharkBiteBiz. We'll see you all next episode. Cheers.
You've just experienced SharkBite Biz with Dave Strasser. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the show to help us spread the word about personal, professional, and business growth. Want to be on the show? Send an email to interviews@sharkbitebiz.com. Special shout out to our sponsor, an SAP and Acumatica Gold Partner, Stellar One. Get off QuickBooks. Automate businesses' processes. And have your business reach the stars. StellarOneConsulting.com or reach out to the show. Till next episode.